Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Always glad you're here for some fun Disney talk. But today, it's not only fun, it is practical. We are taking care of business on today's podcast. We're talking about the best and the worst restrooms at all four Disney theme parks and Disney Springs. You might say, Mike, you've done this show before. Yes, we did the show about 8 years ago, but today, so many things have changed over those 8 years. We had to come back and revisit the topic, and we add the SG scale, which if you don't know what that is, you're going to know by the end of today's podcast. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. Just drop by themagicforless.com today. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you shop this holiday season. That one extra click really means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And a sincere thank you to our patrons for allowing us to put this show out all around the world 3 to 4 times a week. If you'd like to become a patron and get Mike in the Midwest a bonus show each and every week, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2008 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope you had a very productive week and are ready for an awesome weekend. We are going to have some fun this weekend myself. We are headed up to the Dells, Wisconsin. I guess that's what the city's called. I don't know. Everybody calls it the Dells. I guess I should know by the time I get there this evening. But I've been told that I need to eat at two places from our... I love our listening audience. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I've gotten so many emails from folks that live in Wisconsin. Overwhelmingly, I've been told to eat at two places. And these two places have the best names, so I am seeking them out. One, a place called Moose Jaw. How can you not go and get beer and pizza at a place called Moose Jaw? And then the other place I need to go get breakfast is a place called Paul Bunyan's. I mean, come on now.
So that sounds awesome.
I'm saying, like, so if you're looking for Mike Rallman this weekend, the Dells, Wisconsin, and either Bunyan. Moose Jaw or Paul Bunyan's. So I will check that out. But yeah, hopefully it'll be fun. Mallory is having her first competition this weekend up at the Dells, up at the Kalahari. Nice. We're not staying at the Kalahari, unfortunately. We're at the Staybridge. We couldn't get a room there. But we're going to be, doing the cheer dad thing where it's like, here's the deal. Any other cheer parents out there? Paige played team sports, soccer, softball, basketball. Sports go on for like an hour at least, like the game. You have time to kind of process things. Nope, with cheerleading, 2 minutes of like holding your breath, almost having a heart attack, hoping nobody sneezes or drops anybody. It's ridiculous. It's brutal, like watching this. But hopefully everything goes smoothly. We get a bid to Summit. Again, the race is on to get to Disney in May. That's the whole goal of this whole thing. It's called the Summit at Wide World of Sports, so we will see how it goes. But excited to be up in Wisconsin, seeing all of our friends up north this weekend. Are they like the opposite mitten of Michigan? I don't know. Like, are they like the other hand? I don't know. I just thought about that because they're kind of almost, no, maybe not. I don't know. I'll have to ask when I'm up there. Anyway, we're going to have a good time today. Ricky's joining me, and we kind of brainstormed a fun show idea for you today. So hopefully you're not having breakfast. Ricky, what's going on over at the Mouse for Less this week? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You're leaving St. Louis and I'm heading up that direction. So
that's it. Yeah. I heard you were heading out and I'm like, I gotta get going 500 miles north.
Peace out. See you later.
See you, sucker.
So I'm looking forward to having all of my favorite, St. Louis, delicacies. So, the Emo's Pizza, the Pasta House, the Lion's Choice, all my favorite things to have on, a ride up. Probably stop at Doozles, which I know you think Fritz's is better, but I'm sorry, Doozles is. So, all my favorites.
White Castle?
No White Castle. I'm not the biggest White Castle fan. The thing that I liked at White Castle that I don't think they have anymore, it was a chicken mozzarella sandwich. And it was a garlic mozzarella cheese that they put on this sucker, and it was so looking good. Oh my gosh. And I don't think they have it anymore. But when they had it, I would eat a ton of those sandwiches. So that was the last time I did that. So yeah.
I just brought up White Castle to see if people connect the dots to today's topic.
Got it.
Loose connection there. Okay. Also joining us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And she's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forster. Pam, I have a question for you because this one is from my wife.
Okay.
she is all about the Gobblerito because we were Googling it. We looked up the store, like the restaurant. We're like, can you get this thing delivered? So, you had Gobbleritos. I mean, is it? I mean, this thing looks perfect. I mean, it looks like it's a 10 out of 10. Is it? I mean, this is a Gobblerito.
It is a 10 out of 10. It's so fantastic. So this restaurant, Mad Mex, with the Big Burrito Group, which is a Pittsburgh staple here, offers it. And it is a burrito stuffed with turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, corn. They put gravy on the top and cranberry sauce. So it's Thanksgiving.
It's a holiday sandwich that's in a burrito, man.
Absolutely. Could it get much better, right? So that's what we ended up having for Thanksgiving since we were moving. that's what it is. But you know what? They were so good that we thought about making it the tradition. Because, you know, my family's not big into turkey anyways.
Right?
So it's just like... Yeah, Gobblerito. So yeah, we were able to order a tray and like bake them at home. They assembled them and then we just baked them here, right? So it was a big win for my family, I will just say. We all really enjoyed it. So yeah, the Gobblerito.
In 15 years, the United States may no longer have butterballs. It may just be a Gobblerito nation. I'm just saying.
Well, someone is making the turkey because it's legit pieces of turkey. In it, you know, I mean, yeah. So, and the stuffing was really good. My mom kept saying, wow, this stuffing is good. And that's like a big compliment for my mom because she made really good stuffing. I mean, that was, you know, her claim to fame, I think, was the stuffing. So
yeah. You should have heard us because, you know, we were talking about it and we're sitting on the couch like the day after Thanksgiving. And she's like, well, how do you think you spell Gobblerito? Because I'm trying to look it up. Like Gobblerito. We were all about it. And it's like Mad Max or Mad Max or I don't know what it is. We were on their menu, man. We were all over it. I'm like, I need one of those in my life.
It's a good menu. They have good food. So
there you go. Okay. So today, now this is a show we did probably, I would say at this point, maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about doing a podcast forever. Things change, especially at Walt Disney World. Things come, things go, you know, things disappear. But tying into this time of year, so we just got through Black Friday, right? The day after Thanksgiving. That's the day where everybody used to do all their online shopping. Apparently nobody does that anymore because things are for sale all the time nowadays. But, you know, right. You don't have, you know, Cyber Monday, everybody used to go to work and go to the fast computers. Now everybody's works at their house. I mean, you know, Cyber Monday's not a thing anymore. But apparently I heard on another podcast I listened to this week that the Saturday after Thanksgiving is actually a big day. Did you know that?
Nope.
With a certain occupation, plumbers.
Oh, no.
Did you know that? No. Yeah. The Saturday after Thanksgiving is called Gray Saturday. Yeah. A lot of for the plumbers. That's where they make their bank that day. Because it's the weekend after Thanksgiving. And so just use your imagination. And again, second time today, connect the dots. Today, we're going back and revisiting best and worst restrooms at Walt Disney World. We're just going to go around and kind of give the ones that we try to, you know, if we're in the neighborhood, we'll walk a couple extra, you know, extra 1,000 feet to hit that one rather than go to, you know, that one's closer, but you know, if it's an emergency, maybe I'll go there, but I'll try to avoid it.
100%.
And so we're going to kind of give that conversation, but here's how it changes. And it's because of our fourth panelist who is not here today, but he is, you got to love my friend, Scott. Okay. You all know Scott. Everybody knows Scott. He comes on the show. He was with us last week.
Who's this Scott guy?
Hashtag Scotty G. Check him out on Instagram and Twitter at Scotty, at Epscott. But I don't know where he came up with this, but he came up with a scale. And so we're good friends, right? So we're always at the races together and we, you know, we're on vacation together all the time. Every time that we walk out of a restroom. I got to get this right. I'm hungry, people. It's kind of dangerous to be doing this show right before dinner. Anyway, every time we walk out of a restroom at Walt Disney World, and actually other places too, it's kind of weird. We do this everywhere now. He gives it an SG rating, because his name's Scott Gardner, an SG rating from 1 to 5. And so we rate it like, oh man, that was a 3 SGs today. You know, so we give it a rating. So today, not only are we going to discuss some of the restrooms to seek out, some of the restrooms to avoid if you can, but we're also going to give it an SG rating from 1 to 5. So Ricky, lead us off. And maybe things have changed. Maybe things have stayed the same. We've had new ones come into into, you know, into the fold here since last time we talked. So give us a either a good, bad, or an ugly restaurant at Walt Disney World, because we got all three.
Good, bad, or ugly. Got it. Okay. Well, you know, I think that a lot of the restrooms Walt Disney World has done a very good job since the last time we did this show to sort of update the restrooms that were a little suspect. There are some that still definitely get a lot more usage, but they're at least a little nicer to go into. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I'm thinking the Pirates bathrooms, of course. I guess I should say the Adventureland bathrooms, because there are bathrooms.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference, because the ones that are by the Swiss Family Treehouse are a 1SG at best. However,
yes. The
ones that are at Pirates that are kind of behind the store that are hidden away,
yes,
those can almost be a 3.5 to 4SG in
most
cases.
And they did update the ones behind Pirates. So I tend to go to those now, so that's going to be my one. Mm-hmm. Is that they updated those bathrooms. They're much nicer and they're kind of hidden, so not a lot of people know about them. So I would say that would be probably about a 4SG. But the one that we were discussing before, that even though they've updated the bathroom, it's still a 1, and that is of course the one that everybody I think knows. That's that one right by Swiss Family Robinson.
In the pass through there, you know, between Frontierland and Adventureland. Yeah, that one's
exactly.
Just,
that one's so rough. So I would not. When you see Tinkerbell saying, don't go to that one either.
Sorry, it's my phone. I'm like grabbing it, trying to.
She's saying, don't go to that bathroom.
It works in a pinch. Yeah, I mean, it's there in case of emergency, you know.
It is like, definitely there in case of emergencies. The funny thing about bathrooms is I tend to go to the same bathroom every single time, no matter what happens. So I guess I find a good one and I stick with it. I don't know.
Here's the ones I avoid in the Magic Kingdom. There used to be three. Now there's only two that I avoid. It's that one in the pass through between Adventureland and Frontierland. And I tend to avoid the one that's up in by the baby care center up by Main Street between Crystal Palace and Casey's.
Yeah.
If I can avoid that one, I do. And I'll just go somewhere else. But those otherwise.
The one in the front of the park, too, is kind of real busy. Although I do tend to go to that one because, as we were talking about before we started talking about this topic, I tend to get into the park and I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I'd end up going to that one anyway, but it's definitely not one of the better ones.
But it's so weird at the Magic Kingdom. There's like hidden bathrooms that are in plain sight. For example, those restrooms in Tomorrowland that are by the Tomorrowland Terrace. I mean, there's never anybody in those things.
They're
right there
all the time.
And that's always like a 4SG. Like, it's always clean. It's like open. There's tons of like room in there. I mean, you know, I'm speaking from a different perspective of YouTube.
Well, this is true.
Lots of urinals. I'm just saying, like, you know, lots of places to go. So you're getting there. Yeah, that's a good. So Pam, let's kind of go Magic Kingdom since we're in this park.
Okay.
So what thoughts there?
So of course there's the Tangled toilets, which are very nice, but just as nice and usually not as populated are the ones by Gaston's back in there. That's a good location. It's a newer, up-to-date bathroom. I really like that one. And the Tangled ones, so many people are there because it's sort of right there, right? And it's like a beacon. You see it. It looks like something interesting. Kids are like, I want to do that. And then you're like, it's a restroom. But you know, they've been talked about so much in the Disney community that so many people go there. So I've been heading often to Gaston's there. Like you all, I try to avoid that pass-through one between Adventureland and Frontierland. Like, it's the plague. I think that
it might
the plague
be. I'm not sure it could
there.
Be. I'm saying
it could be there, right? Yes, 100%. 100%. I'm trying to think. I tend to not do the one there on Main Street or the one that you mentioned by the Baby Care Center. There are ones in Tomorrowland which are newer and sort of to the right.
Yes.
And those ones are fine. The ones that are sort of right there by Cosmic Rays, before you get to Cosmic Rays, if you're walking from like the People Mover,
no.
Don't do those ones.
The only thing that's nice about those is they do have a little, and I thought Disney was going to start doing this in all their restrooms. They have a little green or red for occupied or available. And I think that's genius. And I'm
it's like a parking garage.
Not only get in the parking garage. And I totally thought they were going to do that like across the board. Cause I was like, that's so genius. And then they didn't. And it's just in that restroom. And I was like, they really should continue that. So,
right.
So I'm going to throw in a couple tips here for runners. Cause marathon weekend is coming at us like a semi truck right now. Okay. So when you're running one of the races, like the marathon or the half marathon, your distance where you're going to have to take care of business. For one thing, you got all the porta potties. Those are just all zero SGs all the time. But yes. Who cares? You have any choice. They know you don't have any choice. They don't care. Once the race happens, here's the trick. They will have porta potties on the course. But if you're running a longer distance and you're going to be in the theme parks, many times the restrooms will be open in the theme park. So if you can, hold it till you get to a theme park. Now, here's some great ones. We're talking Magic Kingdom. If you're running a race that goes through the Magic Kingdom and comes through the front, here's some of my secret pit stops. One is as you're coming through the bus like area at the Magic Kingdom, there's restrooms on the left.
Yes.
Those are good ones. Nobody knows they're open. They always are on race mornings. Right before you go into the Magic Kingdom, you can stop there. Nobody's in there. That's a great spot to stop right before you hit the Magic, go into the Magic Kingdom. And that way you're all like, you're comfortable when you're going down Main Street and you can enjoy it. You're not trying to hold it, right? You're like, oh yeah, I'm relieved. Okay, so if you can't though, then you gotta, you're not gonna enjoy Main Street as much, but here's the trick. One time I waited and went into the Magic Kingdom and I used those restrooms on the left, right past anti-gravities there across from the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yes.
That was the most chaotic, crazy restroom break I ever had.
So bad.
Dude, there were women. There were women coming in.
That's the one we were just talking about. Oh my God.
But during the race, it was just a free for all. There were women coming in. There were guys. It was just like, dude, it was like, oh my God, get me out of here. It was like a pit stop with like 100 people for like two toilets. It was crazy.
Here's my tip, although I don't know if it works for marathon weekend, but there are better in the sense of like not as busy restrooms just a little bit further down by Cheshire Cafe. Now, there's not very many there, but it's usually not very busy. And that's usually the one that I'll go to because I know that it's not going to be as busy and I don't have to deal with that anti-gravity one.
No, so I skipped that one. But what brought it up was Pam mentioned the ones by Gaston's. That's the one I go to now because it's off the beaten path. You want to just go off the beaten path a little bit. So that's what I would say for that.
You okay. do.
So
yes.
You just want to hide.
We got to get all these parks in though. So go ahead, Ricky, real quick. And then we'll go.
The one that can be hit or miss, and I'll say why, is the ones by Splash Mountain.
Those. I don't like those because I don't like going to. Here's my rule about that. I don't like going into restrooms where people can be wet.
That's going to be the
stink.
Question.
Yes.
That was the question. There are wet people coming in and out of those restrooms. So
exactly.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Because I'm like, is it because they were wet? Or I don't want to use my imagination. I don't know.
You don't even want to think about it. But here's another oddity in the Magic Kingdom. In Liberty Square, there really aren't restrooms, except there is a very small one in Liberty Tree Tavern. And again, if you have to go to the bathroom, it's like so small.
It is super small.
So small. So try to plan that to go before or after. So
yes.
You don't have to do that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So let's go over to Epcot.
Epcot.
So here's the thing. There's actually restrooms on both sides of Spaceship Earth. And those are really fine. Even though they're in a super high traffic area, it's kind of counterintuitive. You think, oh, avoid those at all costs. I think they're fine. I would give those like a
There's
three or
usually
four
an attendant there.
Almost
too.
Always. Yeah. Almost always
there.
Yeah.
So like whoever it is, he or she is usually on top of it, keeping things like really clean. So I like that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So I would say that. So Pam, other thoughts for restrooms around either to avoid or to look for at Epcot?
Okay, so there are some good ones in Epcot. Actually,
some
of the nicest ones. First of all, I've got to mention the restrooms in America. They're humongous. They're usually very clean, and they're all very modern. So it's actually one of the best restrooms in all of Walt Disney World, in my opinion. I think that that's the case. But there's some other good ones. There's the Arendelle restrooms in Norway, right?
Those are my go-to, actually. If I'm anywhere in that area, I go to those,
Those are totally new.
Right.
Yes.
It is. It's very cool. And a new addition to Epcot, this one will be an interesting one, the Space 220 ones.
Oh, hey!
Right?
That's a good choice.
Now, not everyone is going to be here, but they're new, and there's some really cool kind of signs and stuff like that in there. they're sort of really going with that theme. So you can see, did you see, did you hear it? They're going with
Yes, I didn't get it. I was sitting here getting ready to say, as long as they don't install Mr. Thirsty in the Target, because that's actually what they're called on the space station. Because I taught at Space Camp, that was part of our deal. And Mr. Thirsty was for number one, and the Target was for number two. So there you go.
My gosh. So yeah, those are some ones. Now, the ones to avoid, I think we're all in some agreement on this. Ricky and I both detest the Germany ones.
Yes.
They're bad. We just don't like them.
No.
I don't know what, it just is not a good one. No. It's not big enough.
No.
And it usually...
There's always a line.
Yes. So don't love those.
No.
I'm trying to think of some other ones that I don't love.
Am I thinking that there's stinky ones by the refreshment port over by Canada? Between Canada and like where you walk into
No,
I don't think they have those anymore. I think they closed that because they have the big new restroom
Starbucks.
By Starbucks, which isn't there. Because
maybe I'm just having like a flashback or something.
There did used to be though, and that was not a good one.
Yeah.
Like it literally had like two or three stalls.
Yeah.
And it always was like it smelled
it
like
smelled bad.
Gear.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
The one that's by Starbucks is so much nicer now. Like
it
I said,
is.
They've updated a lot of the bad ones, but there's still a few that are left. So yeah. So
agreed.
Yeah.
But the ones by, there's this hidden one, right? By Journey into Imagination, where they still have the old Epcot loop.
Five SGs just because of the tile and the background loop. SGs. And it's hidden away. Nobody knows it's there. Like you might run into Figment in there. You have no idea. The Dreamfinder could
be,
in the
like
next
stall. You've gone back in time. Like you've entered a portal to a restroom in another dimension.
I think Captain EO was walking out of there the other day washing his hands when I was crazy. Nuts.
Yep. Well, was it Captain EO or was it Mike Rollman?
Could have been. Oh, I'm just saying. Yeah. You never know. So the land, theirs are kind of, I try not to use the restroom.
End up using them though. I don't know what, again, I'm in there. I tend to I'm like, hey, I'm here. I'll just go. So I guess that's kind of.
They're better than they used to be.
They are better than they used to be.
What about France in the new Ratatouille area?
So it's there. It's not as big as you'd think it would be.
Right.
And not super themed, but they're clean and they're new.
And they're, but see, here's the thing. I feel like those are super busy right now because everybody is just swarmed back there for the new crepes or the Ratatouille attraction or whatever. So I think that those are pretty busy at this point. So,
And I'm all about throwing in these bonus tips, like in between parks. Here's another bonus tip for the restrooms. If you're going to take the Skyliner, use the restroom before you get on it, just in case it breaks down. I'm saying it happens.
Don't
I'm telling you, man,
it.
You don't want to have a full bladder and that thing go down, for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And
but there are restrooms at Caribbean Beach.
There are.
Yes, there are.
Ain't going to do you no good, though, if you're dangling from the wire there between the two. Yeah, I'm just saying.
No.
So, Ricky, anything else for Epcot?
I do. I have a couple. So, if World Showplace is open. I have heard that the, at least the men's restrooms, the women's were not quite as large, but the men's restrooms, they literally just go on and on and on and
on. That place is like a stadium. I mean, I don't
know. Yes. It's crazy how many bathrooms they have available for that area.
Yeah.
Another restroom that I tend to use is the one in the Epcot Experience. They updated those and those are kind of nice. So I kind of go in there and usually I'm hanging out in the Epcot Experience anyway. So that kind of, does that. The other one that I think is off the beaten path that nobody really uses. And I think that they have a pretty extensive number of stalls is the one in the Living Seas, or I guess I should say the Seas with Nemo and Friends. Wow, I went back in time. Yes, they have a great restroom on the first floor. After you get off of the attraction, I just usually make a beeline into that one. So,
especially after you have a 44-ounce Coke, it's the deluge.
Yes, exactly. So, that's the one.
But you're underwater at that point, right? Aren't you still in Sea Base Alpha?
Yes. I agree. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I know, right? Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
The American Adventure ones, though, they replace some of the. I love when they take the worst, because the ones at American Adventure that used to be on the left hand side of the pavilion were horrible.
So bad.
They made the best ones.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so
and they're still there.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Are they? I didn't hear
yes,
that.
Yes, they
but
are.
People don't use them because the newer ones are open.
Okay, yeah, what, they're still you? Open? You can still use
yeah.
them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. Over out next to Regal Eagle.
Because you saw the new one and you didn't
I'm like, well, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good rundown of Epcot. Let's go to Disney's Hollywood Studios. And I got to jump in first. The one I avoid is that one is you go in the park on the right and that like yellow building with those steps.
And I always use that one again because I'm walking in the park and I'm like, I really have to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry. I have to stop here. You know? Oh, but it's a nightmare. I agree with you.
Yeah. That one's too busy for this dude. I agree. I've used it in a pinch, but I'm just saying like that one's probably 1 SG for me. Like it's low.
Yes. Okay. I'll give you that.
What about, Ricky, what else about the studios though? We got any hidden gems? Oh, I got another one to avoid, though, and I bet you all agree with this one.
Go ahead.
It's the one down by Tower of Terror at the end of Sunset. That one that kind of stands on the right as you're looking at the tower. It's kind of all by itself. It's a weird one.
Yes.
It is, and you sort of walk up a ramp.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but I try to avoid that one. That one is, again, super busy all the time because you got Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower. Yeah, I tried.
Now,
that one's a
1 SG.
Now, the ones
with Rock and Roller Coaster are not always that busy.
Correct. Correct, because it's tucked away. You're back on the left as you go into the pier.
They are tucked away. Yep. They're not themed great, but they're
at
least...
No, who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need a toilet that looks like a guitar. You know, just give me... It would be cool, though.
I tend to notice that one's not as action-packed, I guess I should say. Yeah, so, okay. The one I think, again, I tend to go to, but should avoid... is the one in Toy Story Land. Everybody walks past it. It's always so busy. I mean, it's got the giant, you know, Scrabble tiles that says restroom, so you really can't miss it. But I feel like those are kind of like often used. The one in Galaxy's Edge, as you walk toward the area where Kylo Ren usually is, that is pretty good. They're pretty themed, but I think the sinks. I think the sinks are weird.
Like, I think they sinks are awesome.
They're awesome, but they're really weird. So those are a little awkward, but I'll use those. And then I'm trying to think. The ones over by the Muppets. Those are newer. Actually, they're themed after Gonzo's something flush, I think. Gonzo's Royal Flush. Which I think is fantastic, by the way. Way to go, Disney, on that one. That was bravo. And then there's another one that's right like by Baseline Tap House that I kind of tend to go to, too. But that's, again, a pretty busy intersection. But I still kind of find that those are newer as well. So I think those are kind of...
Are there not restrooms over by... So I use the one, and this one does get busy, but it's usually not too bad. It's that one that's next to where they used to have the Sounds Dangerous. It's kind of across from Backlot Express. Even though it is kind of in a busy area, that one tends to be in decent shape. It's big.
It does. Yeah, it does.
It's on the backside of that one across from Baseline Tap House. Kind of backs up to it, back to back.
It is, which is nice. You have choices, because if one has a line, you can go into the other, and it's just right around the corner. So I think that's...
And there's another one that's over near the Little Mermaid and Disney Junior. It's sort of around the bend. People, I don't think, know that that one's there because it's rarely busy.
I completely forgot about those bathrooms. They are so never busy. You should totally use those bathrooms because they are, they are 100% like nobody goes back there because you just don't think about it. Yeah.
No. So you're talking about back in the animation courtyard. Like if you see say you're in the Star Wars thing, what it was called?
The Star Wars Launch Bay, which I think that's why nobody uses them because the Launch Bay isn't open. So I think that's, partially why nobody uses them right now. So
yeah, those are good. Actually, those are good ones. They're nice. I give those like 4 SGs. They're clean all the time.
I've gotten really good experiences there when they had like the Star Wars shows that took place because the characters would walk right past you when you were there. Yeah, so those are good.
All right, let's go to Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. Whoa. Pam, give some thoughts on the restrooms over at Animal Kingdom.
Again, the ones by the entrance, not ever my favorite. I'm sure that Ricky has gone there because
I think she's walking in the park. I think I went there with you. Remember, I was like, Pam, I have to go to the bathroom. I know I just got here. I gotta go. Yeah.
Yes. So the ones in Pandora, I think, are not only themed, but they're also usually in pretty decent shape. Although there's lots of people in Pandora, they seem to keep up with those. So I think that those are decent ones. There are some good, and a big one, if you keep walking through Pandora and toward the Lion King.
Yes, that was going to be my suggestion.
That's a big restroom, and they're fairly modern. So like those. The ones right there in Harambe are okay, but for some reason, just not my favorite. I think it's just because it's such a well-trafficked area, maybe, that it's just not as good. I'm trying to think. Over in Dinosaur Land, I know this, you know, not real, but near Restaurantosaurus, I think there are some restrooms, and they're fine.
I feel like Animal Kingdom has, like, just fine restrooms. I don't know. There's nothing that's like really stands right out. Yeah. Like I think the ones by.
There's a lot of them and they're, yes, all pretty big because it's the newest park. So.
I think there's one over. Modern. Over by Cali River Rapids. Obviously, again, you got the problem of wet people coming in and out.
Yeah. Yeah. I avoid that one. Again,
and there's a fountain outside that, yes, one too that the kids are usually running,
yep,
through.
That's exactly it. There's always, exactly, puddles, and I don't like puddles by restrooms because it just leaves too much imagination.
I totally agree.
I totally agree
with that.
And then
there is something mental about that. Yeah. For me too, I'm always like, oh no, it seems like something's gone wrong in that restroom. There's like,
yes,
water puddles.
Right. I don't need to know. Like, yeah, is that person just very well hydrated? Because, you know, I don't want to know. Exactly. Aaron and the Chase's, yeah, Rafiki's Planet Watch restrooms have educational. I haven't been back to Rafiki's Planet Watch in forever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we went there actually recently on our last trip. So, we did see those. And those are not, well, those aren't, you know, often used restrooms either.
I feel, sure, like the ones by Flame Tree are frequently used. So those, yes, are probably like a 2 SG.
And plus, and here's another just general Mike Rallman tip. Probably don't want to go to a restroom adjacent to a barbecue joint.
I mean.
Or a Mexican restaurant. I'm just saying.
Yeah, truth. Truth.
Connect the dots, people. Here's another Mike Rallman tip, though. If you're at a sit-down restaurant, use, yes, the restroom before you leave the sit-down restaurant, because chances
100%.
Are it's going to be a nicer, yes, restroom than what you're going to get out in the theme park. I'm just saying, that's just common sense, right? You're going to get a better, yes, experience within the sit-down restaurant, especially if you're doing something like a signature restaurant.
Yeah.
When we would go to Epcot for New Year's Eve, that would be my plan for the evening, right? Schedule dinner at a sit-down restaurant, because then you know you have a restroom there.
Mm-hmm.
So
you are correct. Totally. Yes.
Yeah,
totally. Yes.
Yeah, so I think it was a good point, though, Ricky, that you said, you know, Animal Kingdom, plentiful restrooms, but kind of right down the middle. They get the job done. They're not overly themed.
Right.
But they, you know, they're plentiful. And you know what? Here's the thing about Animal Kingdom. So when I'm there, it's always so hot. Like, they're just air conditioned. They feel like they really chill those things out. You know, they're nice and cool.
True.
Feels good.
True. And I mean, obviously, if you don't know this little secret thing, the restrooms at Animal Kingdom all have doors and locks on them. Because if an animal potentially got out,
that is not true.
Yes, it is. If an animal gets out, they have a safe place to put guests. So, mm-hmm,
they
just
have a safe place to put the animal in the bathroom.
No, guests.
There's not enough stalls for all the guests to go in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, obviously they can go like.
What are they doing? Like the lucky 1% get to go in a stall or something? What's how that work?
They would have other locations for guests to go. But like,
I can pay for Genie Plus. I want to be.
That's it. Yeah, you think Genie Plus? Yeah, you think Genie Plus is expensive? The combination to get your lock in the restroom in case that tiger gets loose. That's way expensive.
Well, that's the thing, though. Think about it. There are very few animals that, if they got loose, I would really be worried about, like the lion.
Right.
The
cheetah.
Leopards. Yeah. Or the cheetahs, yes.
And I don't have to outrun, you know, I don't have to outrun the cheetah. I just got to outrun Ricky, you know, so that's the only thing.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, that's good.
That is not true.
Oh,
that is
my God. Yes, it is.
You read that on some stupid
blog. It is true.
That is not right,
100%.
Though.
100%. It's true.
I'm emailing Joe Rohde right now. All right, let's wrap this up with Disney Springs. Now, Disney Springs is kind of like Animal Kingdom, right? I mean, they've really invested in upgrading, you know, in the expansion. When it went from Downtown Disney to Disney Springs, they've really kind of taken care of the restrooms and themed them into the, you know, they're tucked away in areas, but are there any that are better than others, or they just kind of all take care of business?
I mean, I feel like they have plentiful restrooms, and the fact that most of them, there's a lot of them available for guests. Yeah. I tend to find the one, I don't know that there's a lot that are off the beaten path though at Disney Springs. So I feel like they're always really super busy there. I know that there's the one like by the Vivoli El Gelateria or something like that. I've used that one a number of times. And there's one over by the main shopping area by the kind of like the Lime Garage that I've used a few times too. So I feel like most of the restrooms there are, like I said, they're passed by a lot of people. There's not a lot of hidden ones.
No, I agree. Like there's a really nice one though. It's kind of right to, if you're looking at World of Disney, it's to the right. Like that's a newer one and it's nice, but it's super busy all the time.
But it's always busy.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I tend to do is like, I try to go to one of the extremes, either way down at the end of West Side, or I tend to go up by the co-op. There's like an older one kind of back by Basin. There's, you know, it's an older one. It's not like one of the, you know, nice ones that's around Sprinkles or something, but it's, you know, it's off the beaten. Again, kind of the lesson of this is try to go off the beaten path. But yes, Pam, what are your thoughts for Disney Springs?
We're usually dining there, so I'm going to use
the bathroom at
the boathouse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like homecoming.
I mean, it just makes sense and less people, and they tend to be in better shape, I think, you know, because they have someone scheduled to actually, you know, do that. So that's typically what I do. But like you all said, there's lots of good restroom options, I think. They seem to be fairly often in Disney Springs. So I know that lots of locals come there to shop for the day and things like that. So.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I find that there's a lot of restrooms too. You're right. Yeah. And they're big and there's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
As there should be when you have a restaurant called Polite Pig.
I mean.
That's right.
Why not, right?
I'm coming. Yes. And Dan just gave us a link to a website that Fact 11 is about. I guess you can lock yourself in a bathroom at Animal Kingdom. It is true.
Lisa says that there's a private one next to the Christmas store. So there's that.
There you go.
That's a good one to go to. Yeah, if you're looking for one.
All right. Well, hey, I know that today's show wasn't very
appetizing,
correct. But you know what? This could get you in a, you know, could help you out in a pinch on your next trip. So
that's right.
There you go. And you know, again, when you walk out, play the game with your family. How many SGs? 1 to 5. Give a ring. Start some great debates on your next trip. I'll tell you, because like sometimes Scott goes like low, and I'm like, that's a 4. He's like, that's a 2. Whatever.
Yeah, so you guys are off. Man,
we are messed up, but that's what we do. All right, and give us feedback on social media. What's your favorite restroom at Walt Disney World? What's a hidden gem? Maybe you don't want to say because you don't want to, you know, if it's a hidden gem, you don't want to tell. But, you know, where's your avoid at all costs restroom?
Yeah, I definitely want to know your avoid at all costs restroom. Yeah,
we can retweet those and have fun with that over the weekend. But thanks so much for hanging with us. We love talking Disney with you. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. This is one of the things I promise you will not get a tip in your email about. But you will get, when you book with the Magic for Less, you will get lots of tips telling you about Genie Plus and when to make your advanced dining reservation, some strategies, you know, things like that, what to expect that time of year, you know, with festivals going on, special events. It's, you know, a lot of you guys, I know you're listening to our podcast. You're like, I know all about it, Food and Wine Festival. I know that I got to make my dining reservations in 60 days right now. But let's face it. Here's the deal. When I plan my trips, I put them into the same system. I know that stuff too. But when I get the email from me, I get excited because I'm just excited because I know a trip's coming up. So, you know, it's fun to get them too. I mean, even if you know all the stuff, just read through them. It's kind of fun. But that's what just one of the things you get when you book with the Magic for Less. We're also looking for those discounts for you, getting you the best deal possible. And when you have to make a modification, it's way better that I wait on hold than you. Trust me, these days.
True.
It's insane.
So it's brutal. Yeah.
It's pretty bad. So, just swing by themagicforless.com. Fill out the quote form while you're there, and we'll take great care of you. I promise you that. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you shop online this holiday season. One extra extra click means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You allow us to put the show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. Couldn't do it without you. I appreciate you guys. And our patrons get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. Just drop by patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast for more information. Give Ricky a follow on the social media at Ricky Nibs. Give Pam a follow at TMFLT Pam. I'm at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, follow the show at BeOurGuestPod. I'll be posting stuff from Wisconsin this weekend and maybe from Moose Jaw or Paul Bunyan or all kinds of stuff. There you go. Who knows? So until we get back together again on Monday with a fun trip report, I'm Mike. We got Ricky and Pam. Have a safe weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.